Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 5, 31 to 40. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 5, verse 31 to 40. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. My theme for reflection is the witness of truth, a path to life. The witness of truth, a path to life. Have you ever stopped to wonder why some voices capture your trust while others fall flat? In today's world of endless noise, likes, comments, and competing narratives, it can feel nearly impossible to discern truth. Who do we believe and why? In John 5, 31 to 40, Jesus offers us a masterful example of humility and authority, calling us to reflect on where we place our faith and whose approval shapes our lives. His words invite us to leave behind the exhausting pursuit of human validation and rest in the life he offers. Jesus begins by addressing a principle as old as the law itself. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true. This doesn't mean that his words are false, but that credibility demands witnesses beyond oneself. Jesus, fully divine yet fully human, resists self-glorification and instead calls upon three powerful witnesses to affirm his identity: John the Baptist, his miraculous works, and the scriptures. Together, these witnesses build an unshakable case, not for Jesus' benefit, but for us. John the Baptist is the first voice Jesus highlights, describing him as a burning and shining lamp. John's ministry was to prepare the way for Jesus, and his testimony was clear. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Yet Jesus moves quickly beyond John's testimony, pointing to something even greater, the works he is doing. Every miracle, every act of healing, every life restored testifies to the truth of who Jesus is. These are not random acts of power. They are glimpses of God's kingdom breaking into the world. They speak of restoration, compassion, and the fulfillment of ancient promises. But the most profound witness, Jesus says, is the scripture itself. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Here, Jesus exposes a critical misunderstanding. The religious leaders had turned the scriptures into a tool for self-righteousness, missing their ultimate purpose to point to the Messiah. The law and prophets were never meant to be an end in themselves, but a signpost to Jesus, the one in whom all of God's promises are fulfilled. And yet Jesus mourns their blindness. You refuse to come to me that you may have life. This refusal reveals a heart issue that transcends time. The religious leaders sought glory from one another rather than from God. Their obsession with human approval blinded them to the divine truth standing right before them. How can you believe, Jesus asks, when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Their pursuit of validation had hardened their hearts, silencing the testimony of John, the miracles, and the scriptures. My dear friends, this challenge remains deeply relevant. In our culture of self-promotion and instant validation, we too can become deaf to the divine witness in our lives. To embrace the life Jesus offers, we must set aside our pride, release our dependence on the approval of others, and open our hearts to the transformative power of His Word and Spirit. Jesus' words are not a rebuke but an invitation. I say these things so that you may be saved. His humility and reliance on witnesses teach us that we don't need to trumpet our own worth. Instead, we are called to trust in the witness of God's work in and through us. Like Jesus, our identity is not something we must prove. It is affirmed by the truth of who God says we are. As we reflect this Advent, let us ask ourselves, are we searching the scriptures to know God or to validate ourselves? Are we looking for God's glory? Or are we consumed with seeking glory from others? The witnesses Jesus points to, the voices of John, the miracles and the scriptures challenge us to shift our focus from human validation to divine truth. Let us not miss the life He offers because we are too distracted by the noise of the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, whose approval shapes your faith and actions, God's or the world or the world's? Number two, how can you better discern and trust the witnesses God provides in Scripture and your life? Lord Jesus, help us to see the truth of who you are through the witnesses you have given. Forgive us for the times we seek approval from others rather than from you. Open our hearts to your word, your works, and your spirit, that we may come to you and find life. Teach us to trust in your testimony and to live for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.